hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. It's just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Officials in Dumas, Arkansas, say as many as 20 people were shot, some of them children, and at least one person killed outside of a car show raising money for a nonprofit youth organization Saturday night. This is organizer Wallace McGee.
We did this here for 16 years without a problem. You know what I mean? And we want our community to come back. We're going to get through this.
A federal judge says a Kentucky county clerk violated two same-sex couples' rights back in 2015.
Kim Davis was the clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, when the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, but the devout apostolic Christian denied issuing licenses to same-sex couples, citing her religious beliefs. The next step is to decide whether she is on the hook for legal fees that have accrued into the hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last several years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Maryland is the first state in the nation to suspend its gas tax to help drivers save money. Governor Larry Hogan signed legislation putting the state's 36-cent per gallon gas tax on hold through April 16th. Hogan says the bipartisan tax holiday is possible because the state's prudent fiscal steps resulted in a record budget surplus. SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for this week's upcoming confirmation hearings.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process is obviously picked over for the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week. I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation that travel out as well.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A major storm system is in the forecast for much of the country later this week, brought on by the seasonal change from winter to spring conditions. Severe weather is first expected to show up tomorrow afternoon in parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, then reach into the Tennessee Valley Tuesday night and into the coastal Carolinas region by Wednesday and Thursday. The storm could bring damaging heavy winds, rainfall, possible tornadoes, and flooding conditions throughout those regions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning.
The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming straight at you, and tons to talk about in the sports world. And oh yeah, the madness is upon us. And has it delivered so far? You bet, you bet, you bet. I don't even think there's anything else going on in the sports world right now, Mike Wilson, which I'm joking, but holy cow, man, oh man, the madness has been absolutely all that and a bag of chips. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, buddy. The madness is upon us, and it's crazy. Gonzaga moves on. Baylor's going home. The national champs are out. Rock Chalk advances. Carolina's in there. Michigan. I mean, this is why, Dorf, this is the greatest tournament on the planet.
St. Peter's, baby. What about them? You forgot about them. We had a Peter. We didn't have a Paul, but we sure as hell had a St. Mary. Are you kidding me, man? Like, come on, dude. This tournament has been everything that we have missed for a couple few years. Think about it, bro. I don't even want to go back to thinking about what life was like in the COVID days. But I'll tell you what, dude. Holy cow, this has delivered in a major, major way. I know there's other things happening in the sports world, but as you can tell, we are jacked up as all hell about March Madness because it has been a true treat. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, tons of things to dive into. Trust me, tons of NFL stuff with Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, you name it, we got you covered. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? We could romance the legal copy. It never gets the attention it deserves. And some lawyer worked real hard on it. So take it away, lawyer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now that was some beautiful legal. Well done, lawyer. Well done.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion for me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. I'm looking at questions being asked to me on a text thread, and I'm looking, and then I'm thinking about you, Mike Wilson. So it's kind of an interesting morning for me. But anyways, bro, let's get into the March Madness a little bit. Okay, so I think the games have been unbelievable. I don't know what you think, but it's funny because, like, I was, you know, I put out there the other day, I said, so how are your brackets looking, everybody, and laughing about it and just having a little bit of fun about it. And then, you know, you get those people that are like, oh, it's way overhyped. It's this, that, or the other. I got news for anybody. This is the only thing that isn't overhyped, Mike Wilson. I'm sorry, but, like, in life, we have all this stuff that is overhyped. This is the one thing, this is the one tournament that you can guarantee you're going to get chaos, you're going to get commotion, you're going to get buzzer beaters, you're going to get overtimes. So, like, for the person to say overhyped, I'm sorry, but you're lost, you have no clue what you're talking about. This is the greatest tournament we have, whether it's the NFL playoffs, whether it's Major League Baseball playoffs, NHL hockey, which is a really close second, I'll be honest with you. NHL hockey is absolutely fantastic, but if you don't like this tournament, what I'm trying to say is I think there's something wrong with you as an individual. And I'm not talking to you, Mike Wilson, but I'm going to throw it to you, Mike Wilson.
I certainly hope you're not talking about me. Holy smokes. Yeah, I just laugh at those people who are like, this is overhyped. And like you're saying, this is overblown. No, it's not overblown. When does a school like St. Peter's out of New Jersey, New York area get a chance to go up against Kentucky in the regular season? It only happens in the tournament, and when they get their shot, they shoot it. And stuff like the upset the other night, you know, St. Peter's beating Kentucky happened. And, you know, we don't get this in any other sport. Remember, these kids are, you know, what you want to say are amateur. They're not getting paid millions of dollars to do this. They're putting their dreams, you know, on the line. They're diving for loose balls. They're playing basketball. Like, everybody likes to see basketball being played, that kind of thing. But when you have these upsets, the St. Peter's over Kentucky type of deal, Baylor going out, you know, the defending national champs are done. So we're going to have a new champion this year. It just makes it so exciting. So much fun for the fans, and I'm going to say that the fans have been fabulous so far from what I could tell, and, you know, it's only going to get better as we get into the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, Final Four, and then the title game.
So have you been relatively impressed? Like, who have you been impressed with? Have you been impressed with UCLA? Have you been impressed with Providence, who I think is pretty darn good, I'll be honest with you. I really like that Providence team. Obviously, the St. Peter's team has been very impressive with what they were able to accomplish, getting themselves to that Sweet 16, which is remarkable. But who are you looking at? Like, who do you think is a tough, really, really tough out right now?
You know, that's a good question. I would probably have, maybe North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, North Carolina, in that final game against Duke, went into Cameron Indoor and just shut it down. And that kind of raised my awareness of them a little bit further. And then what they've been able to do, they're the team that took out Baylor. They took out the national champ in overtime last night, and that was an exciting game to watch. So North Carolina is one of those teams. I've been impressed with UCLA, but I've known what UCLA can do. They've been pretty solid all year, pretty good all year. You know, they finished second to Arizona in the Pac-12 tournament. I have UCLA going all the way to the Final Four. So that's how impressive that they are. Michigan, you know, with all the stuff that they had to endure the last part of the season, Michigan to come out and the way they've kind of done business and taken out Tennessee, which just warmed my heart, because there's a writer out there that just, he's a Tennessee apologist, and he's just a bomb thrower. And to see his team go out, I was just so happy last night. I was like, sit down, dude. Your team's done. Go play your games, kind of thing. So, but overall, I would say Carolina.
Yeah, I think Carolina's extremely impressive. I agree with you on that one. The way that they were able to handle Baylor, and you got to give Baylor all kinds of credit, dude. 25 points down with 10 and change. They come back and push that thing into OT. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, that was unbelievable. Yeah. I kept watching that game, and I'm like, Jesus, I can't believe what I'm watching. I actually took a shower, dude. I'm not even going to lie to you. I took a shower when they were down 25 points, like 10 minutes and whatever. I took a shower. I got out of the shower. It's an 11-point game. I'm like, holy hell, what the heck just happened, right? So, dude, you can't take your eyes away from the screen, because at the end of the day, these games are absolutely insane. And I'll tell you what, the matchups that we got later on today, bro, wow, that's all I'm gonna say, dude. When you think about Houston playing Illinois, Ohio State playing Villanova, Michigan State playing Duke, want to talk about a star-studded matchup there with two Hall of Fame coaches, Izzo and Mike Krzyzewski, maybe on his last game. Like, come on, dude. Think about how cool that would feel for Izzo to take out Krzyzewski. Think about how cool that would feel for Krzyzewski to take out Izzo. Like, come on, dude. There's so much going on here. It's insane. Iowa State playing Wisconsin. I think that's going to be a really, really tough game for Wisconsin. Colgate gave them everything they could handle, man. I for a while, I thought Colgate was going to come out there and clean the teeth of the Wisconsin Badgers, dude. Like, it was unbelievable, man. Miami-Auburn, buckle up for that one. That's going to be a really, really fun game, I'm telling you right now. Texas-Purdue, TCU, U of A, I think that might be the only game that I'm saying U of A should probably wind up coming out and destroying that team. But we got ourselves a whole heck of a lot of great games coming on later on in the day, Mike. And I don't know, man. March Madness to me has it's changed my outlook, man. I'm a much happier guy today than I was last week. How about you?
I bet. No, I am too. I mean, it's just fun. You just have a plethora of games on every single day in this first weekend, and the upsets are everywhere. I do believe that Wisconsin game, and once again, buddy, I have your Badgers going to Final Four, but I know that they're in for a tussle today with Iowa State, because Iowa State's playing really, really well. But I got the, as you would put it, the Scotties going to the Final Four, so this is a big game in terms of my bracket for Wisconsin. And the other game I'm looking forward to is that Auburn-Miami game. I got my doubts about Auburn. And I know they're a two seed. I know there's a ton of people that love them, but there's just something about them that I think they kind of play to the level of their competition, and they don't always come out and just step on the throat and get the game done and over with for these lower seeds, and Miami can bring it. Miami's a good squad, so this is going to be a fun game. Then I agree with you with the University of Arizona. You know, with that lineup that they got and what Tommy Lloyd in his first year has done to kind of revitalize that program after a few years of controversy and just kind of being down as a program, what he's done is unbelievable. Tommy Lloyd is one of those coaches. He's a little feisty. He's a little quiet, but he's also a little feisty. as well. He'll throw comments out there every once in a while just to let you know, hey, we're coming. The cats are coming. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there with all these big games.
Speaking about coming, we're coming up to a break, and we'll take it. But Drew Timmy for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, bro, he just balled out in the second half the other day. And tell you what, man, they were getting themselves like two games in a row where they were trailing at halftime and some big deficits, and they really put the clamps down and really balled out in the second half of both of their games. And they're the number one overall seed, and rightfully so, man. They've stepped up to the challenges so far. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back. Keep it close.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now. And get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All righty then. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can join us, 1-800-878-7529. Plenty to talk about with the March Madness tournament going on. We've got some racing going on. We got some NBA basketball going on. We got tons to talk about in the NFL, like all kinds of craziness happening there. So plenty to get at to throughout the program and plenty for us to discuss. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of which, we've been pretty delinquent with doing things on there. Maybe I got to get on that. Maybe you got to get on that, Mike. And then obviously IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, let's get back into this just for a moment. Maybe the best player so far that you've seen, and I'm maybe going to go with Drew Timmy. I don't know about you, but I've really been impressed with this guy, and I know that you and I both think he plays a lot like Kevin McHale with all those like up and under kind of moves and just the kind of way he moves his body a little bit. But you know, you mentioned something earlier in the conversation about watching the game and it's being played the right way. And I agree with you. You know, I'm not watching and seeing a bunch of guys just jack up three-pointers from all over the court. And you know, it's interesting because you hear commentary from people about what they're seeing, and some people are seeing that, and I'm not. I'm actually like you, dude. We're seeing a lot of cutting to the basket. We're actually seeing some of that low post stuff. And Drew Timmy is one of those guys that, you know, he's like a throwback to a certain degree because of all the up and under kind of moves he has and the up fakes and this and that and the other. I think the people are just like so soured about life that they can't just enjoy the good things. This is one of the good things, Mike.
This is one of the good things, and I'm going to agree with you on Timmy. He is a throwback, and he does Kevin McHale proud. All his up and unders and just fakes, and you know he's a big guy, but he kind of plays below the rim, but he has the moves to pull off underneath the rim that makes him such a successful player, and within the scheme of what Gonzaga likes to do, he fits perfectly in terms of what they want to do up there in Spokane. So he's one of those players to watch. Another player that I like watching, and this is going to be a little biased, is because I've seen him play a few times. I saw him play at the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas. Is University of Arizona forward, guard, whatever you want to call him. He's 6'6", 210, Benedict Mathurin, and he's from Canada, and he's only a sophomore. And I'm telling you, and I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge, Dorf, and I'm not sure if I told you this, but I sat next to a Denver Nugget scout and an Orlando Magic scout at the Pac-12 tournament, and they were both in love with Mathurin. They love what he does. They love that he can kind of play a few different positions. He can get up in your face on defense. He's long, he's athletic, and according to them, what they've learned is that he's extremely coachable. So something like that, a player like that, is somebody to keep your eye on if you're wondering about this Arizona team. If you haven't seen the Arizona team play, especially for all those listeners on the East Coast and maybe in the Midwest, this guy is a player. This guy's going to be playing in the league, you know, in a few months or, you know, in another year or so if he comes out, you know, that kind of thing. So keep your eye on Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah, he's a sophomore averaging a little over 17 a game, a little over 5 rebounds a game and 2.5 assists. But the field goals is pretty impressive, man, at 45%. I think that this is definitely a kid to look out for, an up-and-comer, a sophomore right now. So definitely U of A is one of those squads, man. They could go all the way. And like you said, to kind of see them back on top of the mountain after all the disasters and everything that took place there, in a weird way, I kind of like it. It's kind of cool to see that. So I don't like seeing bad things happen, obviously. I like seeing good things happen. And U of A getting back to being a really solid school as far as basketball goes, it's a good thing. I think that helps the balance a little bit. So like you said, you know, not a lot of people get to see, you know, the West Coast stuff, and you know, we're always so hyped up about the UCLAs and the Arizonas. Well, maybe they can live up to that hype a little bit. You, that UCLA team, dude, I'm just going to go on record, and I'm going to say, you know, with Yu Zhang and all those other guys that they have that have been through the wars, man, that's why that UCLA team is tough. I don't know what you think, but they're battle-tested, man. Like, those guys have been to the dance two or three times now, and the moment isn't too big for UCLA, and that's kind of what I like about them is, you know, they had their struggles throughout the year, and they had their ups and downs, but, you know, it's money time, dude, right? Like this is when you get paid, and I really mean that, because you're getting yourself seen out there by the rest of the world, and some of these players that, someone we haven't mentioned, that actually should be near and dear to yours and my heart, bro, and he's having a fantastic tournament, and I think you know where I'm going, but I'm going to say it, and he's a former ASU Sun Devil, man. And he's playing for the Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawks. Remy frickin' Martin, dude. Like, he is having a coming out party here in the tournament that he needed. Because you know what? This year was a struggle for him. So, like, I love seeing guys do great. I love seeing guys do things that you don't think that they're going to be able to do. And all year long, my brother kept telling me, my brother went to KU, okay? All year long, my brother's like, Remy Martin sucks. Remy Martin sucks. I'm like, dude, you have no idea. This dude can ball out. Like, there is something wrong with him. I kept telling him, like, dude, he's hurt. There's something wrong, because Remy Martin can score the rock. Remy Martin can pass the ball. Remy Martin is a difference maker on the basketball floor. And you know what? Kansas is reaping those benefits right now, Mike.
Oh, absolutely, they're reaping the benefits. And when he left ASU to go to Rock Chalk Nation, I was a little surprised, one, but two, at the same time, I'm sitting there going, you know, Bill Self is getting a veteran guy, because it seems like Remy's been playing college ball for about 10 years. I mean, it just seems like he's been around forever. So they're getting a guy that, yeah, that can score the basketball. He can certainly play defense. He does get a little crazy from time to time with shot selection, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, he's one of those guys you want to have on your team, because he has so much in-game experience that he got with Arizona State. So, you know, watching him is fun. Watching him reap the benefits of having a good tournament so far is fun. And, you know, you were talking about UCLA, and we were just talking about some of the best players that you want to keep your eye on. Another guy, UCLA has a few guys you might want to keep your eye on. One of them is Jaime Jaquez. He's one of their bigs.
I'm just wondering, hey, the question I have on him is, after that injury, I hope he's okay the rest of the way.
Right. No, I hope he is too, because without him, it could be a tough road to hoe for the Bruins. And then the other person is Johnny Juzang, 6'7" guard, about 215. He's a junior out of Tarzana, California, and the guy can play a couple positions. He's great on the defensive end. He's long, so if you're watching the UCLA games, Yu Zhang is one of those guys that you'll probably see playing in the league. And those same two scouts, NBA scouts, that are sitting next to at the tournament, they like Yu Zhang too. The Denver scout really liked his ability to play two ways, and that he really plays defense. But at the same time, he can light you up.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think the experience that UCLA has from the previous tournaments, you can't put a price on that. I'm sorry, you just can't put a price on it. And you know, to your point, Yu Zhang played 38 minutes. So Jaquez Jr. only played the 30 minutes. Again, they're what I think makes them so tough, dude, is the balance, bro. Like, every one of their starters is a contributor. They get double digits basically out of every single one of their starters. With the exception in the past game against St. Mary, the only guy that didn't get the double digits out of the starting lineup was Riley. But everybody else giving them double digits, man, and like, that's huge. Tiger Campbell, bro, what about that kid? Like, dude, yep. they're battle tested. That's all I'm trying to say, is like, they're a battle tested team. That's why I think UCLA is somewhat dangerous, Mike.
Tiger is one of those point guards. He's 5'11", and he's out of Iowa. So he came all the way across the country to go play at UCLA, and who wouldn't if you've ever seen UCLA's campus? It's crazy how people turn that down. But Tiger is one of those point guards. He's sneaky good. Like, you don't anticipate seeing the type of game out of him that he has. And so, you know, watching Tiger is fun. He plays defense. He'll talk trash to you. He'll kind of get up in your face. So he's a fun guy to watch.
March Madness, baby. We can tell Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf are absolutely enjoying the hell out of it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All righty, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us, holler, please. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, we've talked about NCAA March Madness hoops for the last 40 minutes or so, and I'm not exhausted by any means, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about what's happening in the NFL, because if we didn't, we would be missing a whole heck of a lot of stuff. Deshaun Watson, now a Cleveland Brown. Baker Mayfield out, looking like he's, what, going to the Indianapolis Colts maybe or something like that. This is crazy, dude. 3 years, $231 million, and you're not even necessarily sure whether or not this guy can play next year. Has he been cleared to play next year, Mike Wilson?
He has not been cleared to – well, he has not been cleared to play, and there's nothing that's come down from the league yet, but everybody's anticipating something's going to come down from the league, and they're probably looking at an nine-game suspension. But the thing that gets me, Dorf, is the five-year, $230 fully guaranteed million-dollar contract.
Yeah.
That Cleveland gave to him, and it tells you a lot about the Browns in terms of they think that Deshaun is the guy, but it also tells you that they had no confidence in Baker Mayfield being the guy moving forward. And you know, when you have a shot to try and get Deshaun Watson, who by all means everybody was expecting him to go to Atlanta, because he has some connections there with the town. I'm not sure if he's from Atlanta or not, but he had some connections with Atlanta to end up in Cleveland. And it gives Pittsburgh Steelers fans a little bit pause for cause, too. It's like, okay, now what do? We have Mitch Trubisky, you know, another free agent signing with Pittsburgh. But getting back to Deshaun, fully guaranteed 5 years, $230 million, get me a pen that works. Anybody's going to sign that all day long, but what do you do with the blowback that's going to come, or I'm sure it's already come, you know, from groups, different people, like, look, the guy has 22 civil lawsuits against him because of possible sexual assault. Like that's a hard PR job for the Browns to kind of deal with right now. But you know, kudos to the Browns. They took a chance. They're going to roll the dice here, but with Baker Mayfield, I don't know where he ends up. I've heard Seattle. I haven't heard Indy. I think Jimmy Garoppolo would be a great fit in Indy with his big game experience and the offensive line.
I think Jimmy G would be a great fit just about anywhere. And you know what? San Francisco, right. San Francisco might be stupid to let this guy go. I'm sorry, but I just sometimes right. I don't get the thought process, man.
No, I don't get the thought process either. I'm like, the guy just, he wins games for it. Now, are there things in his game that you want to change? Absolutely. You know, not everybody can be Tom Brady. Not everybody can be a Peyton Manning. So they're going to have flaws, but he's better than most, in terms of game management and just being there in big games and making big throws and winning games. So, you know, Dorf, one thing I want to ask you real quick is, look, that bad man up there in Green Bay signed for all that money, and then his buddy Devontae, probably because of the contract that A-Rod signed, is gone. What are your feelings with the whole Devontae, you know, Smith thing going to Vegas?
Devontae Adams, yeah, going to the Raiders, hooking back up with his quarterback from Fresno State. It makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry, because when you think about it, let's go back in time now, okay? Thank you for bringing me back memory lane, okay? When you think about this, and you saw the posts when Aaron and Devontae and the guys all went back last year, right? And they said this is the last dance, right? And nobody right. really understood. Nobody understood what the hell that meant. Let's just keep it real, bro. Nobody understood what the hell that meant. And now it's extremely clear what it meant. It meant that they were going to give one more shot, and then Devontae Adams wanted to get the hell out of Dodge. And yes, I agree with you that a lot of it has to do with the diva known as Aaron Rodgers, because at the end of the day, bro, I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you a staggering number, man. I'm going to stagger you. I hope I don't floor you with this one. If I were to tell you that next year, as far as I know, to my knowledge, right now, and by the way, this is crazy, too, because if you remember a week ago, Mike Wilson, I said to you, my friend, I said, oh, don't be surprised if Tom Brady comes out of retirement. What the hell did that dude do? He came right the hell out of retirement. It was like he was listening to me on the radio that day, and he said, dude, Dorf's got me. He knows what I'm doing. I'm coming. I got to make an announcement. And boom, there you go. Tom Brady comes back. But that's not what's staggering, dude. Here's what's staggering to me. Aaron Rodgers is going to make $46 million or something like that next year, okay? Right now, Tom Brady is slated to make like $8.92 million, bro. That's a dude that freaking gets it. That's all I'm trying to say. Because at the end of the day, what does it matter how much money he's making? It matters a little bit, but what really matters to Tom Brady? It's getting those freaking rings, man. When the hell is everybody else going to wake up and just smell the damn coffee, man? Because it's all about winning. It ain't about getting as much money as you can, because at the end of the day, who cares about that? You're going to die with all that money. That's what's going to happen. You're going to die with millions and millions of dollars, Mike Wilson. How does that feel? Or would you rather die with seven rings? I think I'd die with seven rings. How about you?
Well, I mean, if it all works out the best possible way, you die with both. Like, whatever, you know. But if you had to come down and if you had to pin me down, let me die with rings. Let me die with my jewelry and, you know, just kind of flashing it in the coffin as everybody is, you know, so sad over my passing. Like, the rings and championships are all that matter when you get to that level. The great ones will tell you that, the MJs, the Bradys, anybody that's won multiple rings will just say it's all about the championships and legacy. It's not necessarily about money. The money will come. You know, if you're winning championships and all that kind of thing, the money will come. You'll get paid. You'll be able to live a great life, that whole thing. But at the end of the day, what your legacy is, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, whatever it may be, or in tennis, it's all about how many titles you got, not about how much money you got in the bank. Well, what'd you do when you had the opportunity? Well, I won seven rings. That's all Brady has to say is this flash of sand.
Yeah, I mean, there's something very magical about that. Okay, so now let's get back to some of the good, bad, and the ugly of what we're seeing from the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys have done absolutely nothing. Are you shocked and surprised? The only thing they've done is gotten rid of Amari Cooper, which, by the way, he's in Cleveland, right? Is that correct?
Yep. No, he's in Cleveland. So now
So he's got to be a little disappointed now, right? Like, well, to a certain degree, because he doesn't exactly know when Deshaun Watson's going to be on that field.
Yeah, a little disappointed, but at the same time, I'm sure he's excited. I mean, look, you get to play with a guy like Deshaun Watson, who is, you know, for Amari, you know, you look at Dak Prescott, and Prescott's a good, solid quarterback, but he ain't no Deshaun Watson. You know, I'm sure Amari's looking forward to, you know, running some drills with him and getting to know him and, you know, and just building that chemistry. So, you know, at the same time, he's kind of apprehensive about, okay, when is Deshaun actually going to be here? But at the same time, he knows Deshaun's going to be there.
Now let's go back to the Davante Adams situation, okay? Because you know, right. I know the Green Bay Packers offered him a lot of money, and he turned it down. So I'm telling you, man, like, there's more to this, like you said. Aaron Rodgers getting that guarantee of $153 million. That didn't sit well. I'm sorry. There's no way that sat well. And they had us fooled. Like, they had the public fooled about what their intentions were. And I'm going to put that on both Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers, because they made it seem like they wanted to be together, didn't they?
Oh, they absolutely seemed like they wanted to be together. And what we saw on the field in terms of their chemistry, where did Aaron go when he got in a little bit of trouble? He's trying to find Devontae, you know, and then Devontae just turns it into some magical kind of play most of the time, or makes the play for Aaron. So it's one of those things. If you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you got to be shaking your head a little bit in terms of what are the priorities for this team? Is it to just keep Aaron and to keep him happy, and then we have a shot because we don't know what we have in Jordan Love, the quote unquote heir apparent, or are we concerned about winning? You know, and you have to question that just a little bit moving forward, because you take Devontae Adams out of the lineup for an Aaron Rodgers who loves to complain about, you know, the team didn't do this for me or didn't do that for me. Well, dude, if you didn't sign this contract, they might have been able to afford Devontae Smith, and then we just move forward and Green Bay.
Devontae Adams.
I don't know why I want to call him Smith, but they get to enjoy that combination, which was turned out to be one of the best combinations in all of football.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And then look at what the Rams did. They lock up Stafford, another 160 mil for that guy. They lose Woods, but they pick up Allen Robinson, if I'm not mistaken. Did they pick him up, the big wide receiver from the Chicago Bears?
Yep, they did pick him up. So
that is a stellar freaking move. I love that guy. I really, really like that guy. He had a little bit of a down year last year because the younger guy that they have came up a little bit for him. But at the end of the day, I'll tell you what, he's another great possession receiver to have, a big target. I think the Rams, once again, man, you know, I know they lose Von Miller, which, by the way, dude, what do you think of that deal? Von Miller to Buffalo for the big money that he got. What say you on that one?
Well, I'm never going to blame a player for chasing the money a little bit. You know, getting that kind of contract with Von Miller, who is worth that kind of money, mind you.
He's a two-time Super Bowl champ, man.
Right. He's a two-time Super Bowl champ. He's an all-pro. The things that he's done in Denver, what he did with the Rams.
Here's where I'm going with this. I think that he's onto something. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, he's reading between the lines, and he's saying, who's got a great shot next year to win it all? And it's not that the Rams don't. They do, right? Like they do. We know that.
Right.
But the Bills have a really good shot too, right? And could he be the difference maker for the Bills? That's the question.
That is the question, and he certainly could be with the talent that he has. But once again, we just got to let it all play out. But that was a big deal, and that's a great deal for the Buffalo Bills.
Things are happening like insanely all over the sports world right now, man. Money's getting thrown around like nuts. We haven't even talked about some of the Major League Baseball deals. Oh, craziness, man. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Alrighty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and me, Andy Dorf, taking you through another one. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfon Sports. And obviously, Facebook, Dorfon Sports. Instagram, the real Dorfon Sports there. Mike Wilson, my friend, anything you need to get off your chest that we haven't spoken about yet here in hour number one? We do have another hour to come, so tons and tons of time to still break down what's going on in the sports world. And by the way, the madness will be getting going here in the next 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And we'll obviously keep you abreast on what's happening in the games, but a lot going on in the sports world, man. Formula One racing, all kinds of stuff. I know you're a Formula One guy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Formula One guy. So, you know, I was watching the practice round or the practice day the other day, and, you know, I'm just happy Formula One's back. If you have not seen their Netflix season special kind of thing on there, you got to watch it. If you love racing, if you love F1 like I do, it's a good watch. But, you know, everything else, dude, we can keep talking big dance if you want. I don't care. I'm an open book today. Let's do it.
No, I mean, there's tons of talk about it. And we'll break down, you know, the games that we're going to be watching throughout the day a little bit later, obviously, in the program. And, you know, the one that's on my mind, it has to be. It's going out there and watching Coach K and Tom Izzo. Like, come on, dude. You know, if there's a guy to take him out, right? Don't you agree? Like, if there's a guy to take him out, I almost feel like he'd want it to be a guy like Tom Izzo. I don't think that's going to happen necessarily, but all I'm saying is that there's a lot of history between those two guys, and we'll break that down. We'll break a lot of things down. Keep it close, everybody. Only hour one in the books, another hour of sports conversation, discussion, all kinds of goodness here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be back in just a few.
USA Radio News. Several people were injured when an LA County Sheriff's helicopter crashed Saturday afternoon. The helicopter was on its way to recover the victim of a vehicle accident. When the chopper went down near the San Gabriel Dam, there were no fatalities. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
There was the pilot, the co-pilot, there was two paramedics, a crew chief, and we also had a ride-along, a doctor from UCLA, who was on board as well.
The Russian Defense Ministry says their forces fired hypersonic missiles for the first time in its invasion of Ukraine. Those missiles were used in a strike on a Ukrainian armed forces ammunition depot in the southwest of the country.
Authorities in southeast Arkansas say one person is dead, at least 20 injured, after a shooting outside of a car show in the town of Dumas last night. Dumas police say children are among those injured in the shooting at the community event. Event organizer Wallace McGee.
Running, ducking, getting down, trying to get kids out the way.
This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The town of Carbon, Texas has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres about 100 miles west of Fort Worth and are about 30% contained.
It's everything. You know, when people say they lose their house, it's not just their house. It's your clothes on your, I mean, it's just everything. Everything you have.
Two men are dead after their helicopter crashed in southern Florida near Lake Okeechobee. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says 71-year-old Richard Prizer and 65-year-old Thomas Stout, both from Delray Beach, died Friday. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the crash. Concerns in the United States are growing over the well-being of Brittany Griner as Russia extends the pretrial detention of the WNBA star. Russian media reports that Griner's pretrial detention was extended until May 19th. The two-time Olympic gold medalist faces drug charges for allegedly smuggling hashish oil last month into Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Officials say over 1.5 million children have fled Ukraine during the Russian invasion. The UN Children's Fund issued that estimate and is warning the massive displacement of refugees could lead to a significant spike in human trafficking. UNICEF said between February 24th and March 7th, over 500 unaccompanied minors were found fleeing into Romania. New research shows a big jump in alcohol-related deaths in the United States during the first year of the coronavirus pandemic. A study from the Journal of the American Medical Association says from 2019 to 2020, the death toll in that category rose over 25%. On average, that rate has been at just over 2% from 1999 through 2017. Lead author of the study, Dr. Aaron White, called the data, quote, unfortunate, but also not surprising, since people tend to drink more when they're under more stress. Half of the Sweet 16 field is set in the NCAA tournament. The biggest surprise Saturday saw Cinderella and 15 seed St. Peter's advance with a 70-60 win over 7th seed Murray State. The Peacocks are just the third 15th seed ever to reach the Sweet 16. Elsewhere, North Carolina took down defending national champion and top-seeded Baylor in overtime, 93-86. Fellow top seed Gonzaga rallied to beat Memphis by 4. Other winners on Saturday included Kansas, Michigan, UCLA, Providence, and Arkansas. The rest of the Sweet 16 field will be filled out later today. Second round games include Duke versus Michigan State, Purdue against Texas, and Arizona will meet TCU. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got real March Madness. It's happening. It's fantastic. I can't get enough of it. The games have been absolutely incredible. We got NFL football rocking and rolling because all kinds of things happening off the field with guys getting paid like crazy. NBA basketball, dude, we haven't even gotten there yet. My Milwaukee Bucks finally at full strength. However, they played without Giannis in Minnesota, and boom, we know what happened there. George Hill and Pat B, they got into it with each other. Pat B's pushing people around, and then George Hill's going in there and trying to break things up, and Pat B does what Pat B does. He causes havoc. Mike Wilson, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. You're talking about things being real. There's real money being thrown around with these NFL franchises, Major League Baseball franchises, the NBA. I never want to hear owners complain about player salaries again, ever.
I'm with you, man. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll rap about the sports world. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? We could romance the legal copy. It never gets the attention it deserves. And some lawyer worked real hard on it. So take it away, lawyer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now that was some beautiful legal. Well done, lawyer. Well done.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you choose. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's just Dorf on Sports. I want to give a shout out to my niece and my brother and the family because I know they're on the way to Chicago right now to drop off Allison on her way back to school as she was enjoying spring break with the family. So I know they're listening to us on the way on the airwaves. However, they're doing it on Sirius XM, I believe channel 967. So appreciate you listening to us and get back to school safely and finish strong. That's what Uncle Andy has for you. And then, Justin, you better make a real solid run on the tennis team because we're expecting it. I know you got it, and I know you can do it, brother. That's all I got for you. Okay, so, Mike, let's get back into sports, man. You and I were rapping about, obviously, March Madness. We got a little bit into the NFL football stuff. Basketball. Let's talk some NBA real quickly because that is down to the wire here because obviously the playoffs just around the corner at this point in time. And I did mention, here's the deal. Miami's going to have the number one spot, okay? I've kind of like come to grips with that. Miami is going to have the number one spot. And the way I see it, I don't know how you see it, but the way I see it is, I want to avoid the Boston Celtics as long as I can because that team seems to be playing extremely well right now. And the Bucks can do a really good job of that if they do one thing. If they stay in the three spot and then the Cleveland Cavaliers stay in the six spot. And I know that Cleveland gave Milwaukee some trouble throughout the year. I get it. And they play hard and they're an up-and-coming team. But I got to tell you, man, that sounds a whole heck of a lot more appealing to me than playing the Boston Celtics. If they can somehow move down to the sixth spot, the Bucks move to the four spot, they're in the five. You get what I'm saying. Like there is some room for that to happen. I think it would be really, really good for the Milwaukee Bucks to hold on to the third spot and the Cleveland Cavaliers to be in the sixth spot. Let's let Boston and Chicago beat each other up in the first round. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Yeah, well, you know what? For once, you know, I'm going to have to agree with you in terms of you don't want to play Boston right now. You just don't. They've done very well. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're defending. They're scoring. Tatum and Brown, you got to shut them down if you're going to have any success against Boston right now, because right now both of them are scoring 25 to 30 points almost at will against anybody that they're playing. And, you know, I know I've talked about this in the past, and people are saying, you know, Tatum, Brown, they don't get along, they don't like each other. I have seen no proof to show that has shown me that they don't like each other. They don't like playing together. Both of them are scoring at a great clip right now. Brown will bring it defensively. So yeah, Boston's playing well, but you know, everybody is one injury away, right, Dorf? You know,
yeah,
things kept going south. But yeah, Miami will probably be the number one seed. And I think for a team like Miami, they need that number one seed. I think a team like your Bucks, they don't necessarily need the number one seed because they're the champs. They've won on the road in big games before. So they can kind of rely on that experience. Miami hasn't won anything recently. So, you know, having that home court advantage in your back pocket would be something that would benefit them greatly, as opposed to, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks. Would everybody want home court advantage throughout the playoffs? Absolutely. But a team like Miami, or a team, excuse me, like Milwaukee, that has that playoff experience, that has that championship pedigree, doesn't necessarily sit there and go, oh, we need this to be successful. They're already successful.
You know, I'm very much with you, and it's been an interesting season if you really think about it. Milwaukee has struggled. Let's be honest, right? Like, they've struggled, but there's a reason why they've struggled, and it's like I have to explain this over and over to people so they understand it and they get it. What's really the important? What's important, Mike? What are the Bucks really trying to do? They're trying to win championships, right? So during the season, I don't put as much of a price on your regular season record anymore. And it's for a lot of the reasons that you said. Number one being the Milwaukee Bucks are the defending champs, okay? So it's not a matter of whether they know how to win. They do. They've done it. They proved it. So that doesn't concern me that they're not blowing out the league, okay? Like the Phoenix Suns. See, let's compare the two, okay? And I think there's a lot of similarities. There really is. The Phoenix Suns are running through the league the same way that the Milwaukee Bucks ran through the league for years before they actually won a championship, right? So I think the similarities between these two teams, it's ridiculous how close they actually are. So to that point, you continue to see the Phoenix Suns winning. They're going to win 60 games, okay? And they're going to win the most games out of anybody, any team throughout the league. Whereas you see the Milwaukee Bucks, they're just not. We know that. They're going to win maybe 50 games, something along those lines, right? But that's not important, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to be whole and they're trying to be full at the right time. And again, I'm going to reiterate what I said. They were, for the first time, they were actually at full strength. However, they weren't, because Giannis didn't play against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that was a big void that they missed. Obviously, the T-Wolves wind up winning that game by somewhere around 20 points. But that, again, the game didn't mean that much. That's what I'm trying to explain to people. The game didn't mean that much. That particular game didn't mean – it's not a make or break. If it was a make or break game, Giannis would have been playing that game, and you know what? The result most likely would have been a different result. They're picking and choosing is what I'm trying to say. They're picking and choosing when they need to perform. And you know what? We've gotten to the point now where they're just about whole, they're just about full, and they're about ready to explode, in my humble opinion, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree with your assessment of the Bucks. And let's keep in mind, they're only three games out from Miami, and so is Philly. Philly and Milwaukee are tied at three games behind the Miami Heat. So
And to your point, the Bucks and the Sixers are basically the same. They're just percentage points apart, and that's it.
Right, right. They are the same. Like you said, it's percentage points, but you know, who's counting percentages when you're this close as it is? So, you know, a team, like I said, a team like Miami or a team like Phoenix, they, teams that haven't won anything, especially Phoenix never won anything, they need that kind of reassurance that they have home court advantage in their back pocket, where a team like Milwaukee, a team like Golden State, you know, who's not exactly whole right now, they're kind of getting back to being at full strength, they don't necessarily need it because they can rely on past experience and past championship runs for that experience. So coming down the stretch, it's going to be interesting. And here's a question for you, Dorf, and I've been thinking about this for a couple of days. What do you think about the whole Harden in Philly thing? Do you think that's going to work out? Do you think, you know, Philly can, you know, I think Philly can make a deep run in the playoffs, but I'm not sure about how Harden is going to play a huge part in that.
I think the problem for Philadelphia is going to be the fact that what they gave away in that trade, you know.
Right.
You gave up some pieces, man. Like, Seth Curry hits big shots, and he's going to wind up hitting big shots for Brooklyn instead now. Look, I think that becomes the question for me about Philadelphia. We know they've got that great 1-2 punch with Joel Embiid and James Harden. What do they have after that? And if those guys aren't performing, can Thibault, can Maxey, can those other guys really step up? That's my question. Hear the music. I know we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All right. righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Okay, I have a couple things I want to get off my chest about the Western Conference and the NBA, and then we can obviously just go around the sports world like we always do. We've been talking a lot about the Phoenix Suns, how they've been ripping up the league, and I compared them to the Milwaukee Bucks because I really do think these two teams are extremely similar in a lot of ways. The Bucks were winning a lot of games for a long time. They weren't winning the championship. They weren't getting that chip. The Phoenix Suns have been winning a lot of games for the last couple of years. They haven't gotten that chip yet. There's going to be a couple teams in the Western Conference that will absolutely have something to say about it. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors. And my question to you about this is, Draymond Green, the other day, coming out and saying, we're going to win a championship. Okay, I like it. But I also don't like it. And I'm going to tell you why I don't like it first. I don't like it because now he's put pressure on his team and himself to go out there and perform at the highest level. Because now if he doesn't get it done, now he looks like a jerk or he looks like a you know what, and I'm not going to say it. Bottom line is that's putting more pressure on his team than I think they need to have. Why I do like it is because his expectations for his team are extremely high, and rightfully so. You got Steph Curry. You got Klay Thompson. You got Draymond. You got Wiseman coming back. You got Poole. You got a lot of weapons over there, okay? I get it. I understand it. They could have something to say about the Phoenix Suns not making the finals. The Memphis Grizzlies could also have something to say about them not making the finals. The Utah Jazz may have something to say. And then the Dallas Mavericks. I think this is – I don't know if I trust the Denver Nuggets right now. They're not whole. I love Jokic. I think the guy's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But I just – there's something about them that I don't trust. The Minnesota Timberwolves are knocking on the door to be in the sixth spot. And there's no way in hell that I'm going to trust them, right? So – can Golden State, can the Memphis Grizzlies, or can Utah beat the Phoenix Suns? That's the question.
That is the question, and to me the answer is yes. Like in the West, those teams can beat Phoenix. And we all know what happens towards the end of the season and how you're playing during the second season in the playoffs is everything. And look, you and I both live in the Valley of the Sun. We know the expectations that the fans have for this team. It's a very likable team. Like there's not a guy on the Phoenix Suns, Andy, that I look at and just go, that guy's a jerk, or this guy, I wouldn't want to, you know, sit down and talk with him. Each one of these guys on this team is extremely likable. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that they're guaranteed to get to the finals just because you have the best regular season record. You have these teams, like you said, in Golden State that won championships, multiple championships, and have players coming back into the fold so they can be whole moving into the playoffs. And, you know, a guy like, you know, Draymond, you know, throwing it out there, I like it. You know, I like it for the same reasons that you like it. Yeah, does it put pressure on the team? Of course it does. Does it, you know, if they don't win the championship, are people going to clap back on them? Yes. But you like the confidence moving forward. Like, look, our expectations here in the Bay are, you know, championships are bust. Like, that's what we're accustomed to. That's what we've done in the past. So I like the bravado. And Golden State, to me, is the team that, out of all those that you mentioned, Andy, is the one that the best possible chance of upsetting the Suns to get to the finals.
All right, so my crazy brother, John, he said this the other day, and sometimes he's crazy, sometimes he's not crazy, okay? this time, I don't think he was all that crazy, actually, and I think there's a lot of truth to what he said, and I'm going to ask you where you are on this. Giannis Antetokounmpo, we have seen this guy just get better and better and better. We're almost expecting him to just keep getting better, right? And quite frankly, he's better than he was last year. He's improved upon his game from last year. Like, how can this guy not be the MVP? I guess is my question for you. And that's basically my brother's point. He's like, look, this guy's improved in every way, shape, and form. He gets better and better and better. And it's almost to a fault. Like, I'm being serious. It's almost to a fault that Giannis Antetokounmpo's work ethic is so damn good, because everybody else is trying to be that good. This guy makes it look too easy. That's my point. He makes it look too easy. Therefore, everybody else around him just wants to give somebody else the award. Like, can you tell me honestly
right.
that there is a more dominant player in this league than Giannis?
No, I mean, he's the best big man in the game. He just is, and you know, you mentioned his work ethic; it's second to none. You know, the only thing that's going to hinder him from getting the MVP, in my humble opinion, to quote a famous radio guy, you know, that uses that term, is going to be Joel Embiid, and it's because it's the old MJ argument. MJ could have won the MVP every year, but he did because people, you know, writers felt like they had to give it to somebody else besides MJ when he was clearly the best player in the league. And you know, the other thing is, it different writers have different definitions of MVP. What an MVP candidate, what an MVP person does. But to me, it's Giannis all day long.
So to your point, you ready? So Joel Embiid leads the league in scoring at 30 points a game. Are you ready? Giannis is 0.2 points behind him at 29.8. Like, what's the difference, right? There is no difference. That's my point, okay? So now you go to the rebounds. Rebounds, I'm trying to find that right now. I'm looking at it. Okay, so rebounds, they're the defensive leader rebounding, right? So Joel Embiid isn't on that list, right? He's not on that list. So to me, this guy should be dominating the boards, right? He's 7 feet tall. He should be dominating the boards too. Rudy Gobert actually leads the league. He's averaging almost 15 boards a game. And then you got Jokic. That's where Jokic comes into play here. Like, Jokic isn't up there in the top five in scoring, but he's in there in the top five for defensive rebounding, right? Block shots.
Right.
Rudy Gobert is back up there. Like, is Rudy Gobert the best defender in the league? Probably, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He probably certainly is. And then Jokic. I love watching Jokic, brother. Like, a big man with that size and handle, the way he passes, reminds me of Arvydas Sabonis. And he just enjoys playing the game. But at the end of the day, when you take a look at all the stats that frickin' matter, you know, in an MVP candidate, Giannis has them.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting to me how we're always trying to find another person to put in that place. It's crazy. What do you think about LeBron taking over Karl Malone?
It was going to happen at some point. Look, LeBron got a jump start on scoring in the NBA 4 years earlier than Karl Malone did, you know, because it was a different time. People didn't come out of high school, that kind of thing. So this kind of thing, I mean, he's going to be the number one all-time leading scorer in the NBA in another season. I mean, he's going to overtake Kareem, but at the same time, people are like, oh, this is great. This is why he's the GOAT. Well, you know, he had a jump start come out of high school. The guys back in the day didn't come out of high school to play in the NBA. So when you get a jump start like that, yeah, your stats overall are going to be a little inflated because you got an earlier start at it.
Yeah. No, I agree to a certain point. But here's what I love about LeBron is the longevity, man. I mean, at 37 years old, this guy looks like he's 25, and he's playing like he's 25. I think that to me, that's the biggest difference between he and Mike, okay? Like, Mike was great, but as soon as Mike retired and he came back, Mike wasn't the same. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth, okay? LeBron has never taken a break, right? And the dude has played so many freaking games, so many extra games as well. The longevity, to me, is what makes LeBron James so great. That ultimately, I don't know if we've ever seen a guy have a span of greatness as long as he has. Is that fair to say?
No, it's absolutely fair to say. And I would I would push back or tweak something a little bit. I mean, look, the first time Mike came back, they had another three-peat.
Right. No, but I'm saying Wizards. Let's talk Wizards, Mike, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right, we're talking Wizards, Mike. That's what I'm talking. And when you talk about Wizards, Mike, that guy probably should never have gotten back on the floor, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No. So I just wanted to make a little distinction there with that. But
when he first went out, he was in his prime, okay?
Right. If you had to choose between MJ and LeBron being the GOAT, who are you choosing?
I mean, again, like, I saw Michael Jordan break my frickin' heart too many times, okay? I'm a small white guy from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, dude. And all I ever saw was the Chicago Bulls back in that era and Michael Jordan and Reinsdorf and Krause and their kids right behind me giving me a frickin' headache, okay? Like, that's no joke, dude. That is the absolute truth.
Right.
I have nightmares about those frickin' kids frickin' rubbing it in our face all day long. I'm not even joking about that stuff, man. Like, literally, they were most obnoxious people you could ever imagine. And you know what? Certain point, rightfully so. I hear the music. Hold your thought. We'll get back into this on the other side, and I do want to break down some of those games later on. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back in. in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Call us, hang out with us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Mike, I don't know if you caught the action, man, but there's some insanity going on in this Formula One race. Verstappen just got taken out of the race, only two laps left. He was in second place. Now Perez going out too, just his teammate. I'm watching it unfold right in front of me. I got the boys, Dylan and Ashton. They're totally into it. Katie, she's on her phone, but she's into it too, man. This is action happening right in front of us, bro. And I know you're a Formula One guy. So what do you got to say about Verstappen going out, two laps left? He was coasting in second place, and all of a sudden he's going to be last.
No, look, that's the way that Formula One can be. That's the way any kind of racing can be. You can be just cruising along, and all of a sudden, boom, it just all goes to you-know-what in a handbasket for it. But Verstappen, he's the defending points champion in F1, so that's a big loss in terms of points for him and everything. So it's interesting to see that the Red Bull team is kind of struggling. Mercedes is the last – shoot, dude, the last 10 years, Mercedes has been the team that you got to beat, and I'm sure Mercedes is going to try and take advantage of Verstappen's mishap.
I think Ferrari is going to wind up winning this one, but is definitely an interesting race. Hey, so I don't know if you happen to catch the golf tournament that's going on right now, the Valspar Championship. Have you been watching any of that?
No, I have not. I have not seen it. There's only so many minutes in a day.
All right, so here, I just want to throw this at you, and I just want to hear your response. If I tell you that the leaderboard, okay, I'm not joking, okay? Like, this is insane, and I just want to get I want to hear your first impression, because I'll tell you what my first impression is. If you don't say it the way I say it, I'm just going to listen to what you say. If I tell you that the leaderboard through three rounds, there's Davis Riley, who's at 18 under par. Then you got Matthew Neesmith, who's at 16 under. Justin Thomas and Sam Burns, both at 15 under. If I say those kinds of numbers to you, and we're talking about golf, like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Video game golf? Is that kind of what comes to your mind, or what?
Video game golf. I have never heard that phrase being uttered there, Dorf. I think you just came up with a new lexicon for our sports language.
18 under par? Come on, dude. That's I don't shoot 18 under par when I'm playing PGA Tour on a video game. I don't shoot that well. Those are video game numbers, dude. Seriously.
Right. Here's my thought. The weather must be good. The wind must be minimal.
Yes.
And the greens must be real soft to hold these balls, and nothing's bouncing off and taking crazy leaps and bounds on these guys. But on that leaderboard, the only name that I recognize is Thomas. Okay.
Yeah.
What I love about golf.
Yeah.
Golf, man. Like, any guy can win it any week.
You know Sam Burns, too. He's a young up-and-comer. He's been coming up lately. The name that I'm looking at, obviously a friend of mine, Kevin Streelman. And that's the reason I kind of wanted to bring this to light, right? Like, if I tell you that Davis Riley is at 18 under par, he's leading the tournament, right? My buddy, Kevin, he's at 9 under par. He's 9 shots off the lead, and he's in 15th place. Like, dude, how insane is that? Like, I'm just trying to say, like, golf is so unbelievable that if somebody's on, they can shoot some low numbers. I've seen some 61s out there. That's like 9-10 under par. I mean, dude, these guys are really, really ripping up the golf course. So and there's a lot of different ways to do it. That to me is what is so unbelievable. All right, dude. So only about 10, 15 minutes left in the program. We haven't talked any baseball yet. It is going on in our backyard. I'm having a hard time, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm having a hard time finding myself wanting to get into baseball. And you know the reason. It's because of all the nonsense that happens with the work stoppages and this and that and the other. And it how many times can you kick me in the face? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times can you kick me in the face and I keep saying, okay, come kick me in the face again? That's kind of how I feel about baseball. What say you?
No, I feel the same way. And there, look, there's a reason that baseball doesn't carry the same kind of panache that it did when we were growing up and even before that. And it's because of the reasons you just said. They have these disagreements. There's been work stoppages. There have been delays in the season, minus the whole COVID thing. That was an outlier because that was just different. But these arguments that the Players Association and the owners have had that have come to, you know, that have come to fruition over the years, there are a lot of people, I'm right there with you, that's just like kind of done with baseball and like, figure it out. You're there. One, yeah, I get that you're there to make money and earn money and all that kind of stuff, but you're also there for the fans. And if you keep kind of putting off the season or delaying the season or, you know, these money demands that both sides have come to, it's going to have a negative effect. It just is. There's no getting around that. So, you know, if baseball is happening, great. If it's not, for me, I mean, I'd miss it, but I'm not sitting there going, oh my God, my day is ruined because there's no Major League Baseball. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, it's
just one of those things where it's frustrating.
It is. I think that's a great word to use. It's frustrating because, you know, at the end of the day, sports are extremely important to all of us. However, it becomes exhausting or disappointing, however you want to put it, when you have two sides that are making a ridiculous amount of money that the rest of the world will never see in their lifetime, and they just want to complain and argue about making more and more money. It's really a disgusting concept. So that kind of gets me to my next point. Let's go from being disgusted to not being disgusted, and let's talk about what we may see later on today. Which, by the way, Houston right now beating Illinois 21-11 in March Madness basketball action. Illinois has struggled throughout, and this is going to be a tough one. I actually kind of like Houston to win this game, so I'm not surprised or shocked. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about Michigan State playing Duke and the historical factor. Coach K, Tom Izzo, potentially the last time Coach K steps out on a college basketball floor. If he were to go down to somebody, like, again, I've said this before in the show, I got to think that, you know, going down to Tom Izzo would be bittersweet in a weird way. And then the other way, if they get past Michigan State, it's bittersweet.
No, Al, absolutely. It's kind of like a catch-22 a little bit in terms of depending on who wins and who doesn't. I do have, and I'll fully admit this, and I've told anybody that listens, like, look, I've never been a huge Duke fan, but I respect what Coach K has done over the years and what he's meant to college basketball, what he's meant to Duke, what he's meant to Durham. And so there is a part of me that would love to see Duke go out on top, win the whole thing, Coach K can ride off into the sunset, you know, as a national champion. But at the same time, you know, old habits die hard. And you kind of love to see Duke, you know, get eliminated so there's not another Duke national champion. But this season's a little different with Coach K, you know, calling it quits, you know, once the season's done. But you know what? Nothing but mad respect for Coach K. I mean, and Tom Izzo. I mean, look, Izzo's going to be the same way when he finally gives it up in terms of people that just respect what Izzo's done for college hoops, what he's done for Sparty and Michigan State. So it's one of those games where you hate to see someone lose, but someone has to. And in this circumstance, I'd love to see Duke continue on.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, Duke is probably the better team. A little bit better athletes. Michigan State was decent all year. I'm not going to say they were bad. They were decent all year. However, they had their ups and their downs, just like anybody. But I expect Duke to just to continue coming out. Like, they came out pretty well in that first round. They really did. I think that they know that they're playing for Coach K, and I think that that can take them a long way if you really think about it. You go out there and yep. you want to make that guy proud, and I think that, you know, you said something earlier in the show, and in a weird way, I almost think it was a blessing in disguise, where North Carolina went into Chapel Hill, like you're talking about, that last game, and Coach K had to come out and address the crowd and apologize and tell everybody it was unacceptable and this and that and the other. And you know what? Maybe that's kind of what they actually needed. They needed that kick in the butt to realize that they got to play 40 minutes, man, because that's all you're guaranteed. Like, that's what I love about March Madness, right? You're guaranteed 40 minutes. You're not guaranteed anything more than that. It's different than any other playoff or any other tournament that we have, right? Because you're only guaranteed one game. In the NBA playoffs, you're playing 4 out of 7. In NHL hockey, you're playing 4 out of 7. Major League Baseball, other than that stupid the first round thing where they play the one game, you're playing 4 out of 7 games in most of these things. In every tournament, you've got to be able to put it together game in and game out. That's the beauty of March Madness, dude. Like, at the end of the day, Baylor almost came back from 25 points down in 10 minutes and change. They didn't get it done, but holy hell, did they make a run, right? I'm telling you right now, like, Duke has a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and I do think they're playing a lot harder for Coach K. I think that's going to be one hell of a basketball game. The other game I'm really looking forward to, Notre Dame and Texas Tech. That's going to be a drag-out, knock-em-down, really, really tough basketball game, dude. We got good games on hand for us today. We really do.
No, we do, and I absolutely agree. I think, you know, personally, the Iowa State-Wisconsin game is going to be a good game. And I agree that Notre Dame and Texas Tech is going to be knocked down, drag them out. You know, who's the last man standing, who has the ball in the last possession of the game kind of type of game. But Iowa State and Wisconsin, man, I think Iowa State is, you know, they're playing with a little bit of house money, but they're a good squad.
They are.
And Wisconsin's a good squad. And Wisconsin has a good squad, you know, that no one's going to back down. Now we're into this, you know, no one's going to kind of back down kind of mentality. And the first one to crack or break between two teams in this tournament is going to show, and it's going to show quite a bit. And, you know, like you said, Houston's up, what, 21 to 11, 23 to 13 or something like that?
23-13 Illinois. Early in that one, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think Illinois will probably close the gap. I would not be surprised if Houston wins this. I mean, look, it's a 4 versus a 5 seed. It's kind of a flip the coin kind of game in terms of talent, but I would not be surprised if Houston moves on. And then, you know, like you said, Notre Dame, Texas Tech, you got Miami, Auburn, you know, and then, you know, in the nightcap, U of A and TCU. I think that's probably going to be the one game where it could be a blowout.
I agree. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up like we always do with parting shots. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf, is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. I'll give you the Twitter handles for us. Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports for me. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Mike Wilson, we always do parting shots at this time, so... By the way, just a quick note, you know, Houston was up 10, 11 points. Now it's back to 7, and I do think, like you, Illinois is going to get in this game. It's going to be – we got ourselves – just buckle up. Get your popcorn, right? Buckle up. Get your popcorn. It's going to be one hell of a day. All right, parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
Look, as everybody knows, I'm an Oregon State alumni, and in Corvallis, we wait around for baseball season, and right now the Beavers are ranked number 3 in the country. They are playing Arizona State this weekend, and they are taking ASU to the woodshed. They beat ASU 21-0
in the
series opener. They beat them. They beat them yesterday 12-5. They're putting runs on the board. They got pitching. Look out! Here come the Beavs. It could be another trip to Omaha, and maybe cutting down or sliding in the home plate for another natty.
I like him, man. I love him. That's, you know, that's always been your bread and butter with the Oregon State Beavers. You always have been bragging about how good that baseball squad has been from the time I've met you. So, hey, kudos to them. Kudos to you. It's good to feel good about something. All right, man. So here's my parting shot. March Madness, dude. Like, in all honesty, we have been gifted. We have been blessed. We have seen the St. Peter's of the world. We've seen the St. Mary's of the world come out of the woodwork and make this tournament so exciting and so fun for people. Buckle up, get your popcorn, and enjoy the next couple weeks of March Madness. And then roll into the NBA playoffs. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of Ukraine.